Good Wednesday. Today is October the 1st, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, we're going to do a deeper dive today into that Argentina-China trade agreement that caused some issues last week, recapping the details and why American agriculture producers are so frustrated about a lack of trade progress on their behalf. We'll be back with the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take a look back and do a slightly deeper dive into some of the news from last week that broke dealing with the frustrations over the Argentine deal. You may recall that there was a time last week when the U.S. was in negotiations with Argentina and even looking like we were going to extend a $20 billion currency swap to the Argentine government to purchase some of the country's foreign bonds. And nearly at that same time, it was reported now that 35 vessels of soybeans were purchased by China. What happened was that China, after the Argentine government announced it would waive taxes on its soybean exports, that being worth about $477 million in sales in U.S. value at $10 a bushel, China purchased those beans, and then immediately after that, Argentina reinstituted that tax on their exports once the deal was basically done. The situation obviously frustrating U.S. soybean farmers as the lack of U.S. soybean sales to China. Now, simply put, China's been the top buyer of U.S. soybeans by a wide margin. During the 2023-24 marketing year, the U.S. exported nearly 25 million metric tons of soybeans to China. So far, the U.S. made zero sales to China year-to-date of soybeans in this new crop marketing year due to the 20% retaliatory tariffs imposed by China, and this has allowed other exporters such as Brazil and now Argentina to capture more market share at the direct expense of U.S. farmers. The frustration is becoming overwhelming. Now, while it's a crop that's not grown locally, sorghum growers are facing a similar dilemma, and their national organization is also raising the flag. U.S. sorghum growers face some of the steepest market challenges in years as exports to China have all but disappeared. For sorghum, that loss of market to China is crucial. Roughly 60 to 70% of the crop is typically exported, and nearly 90% of that historically goes to China. Back in 2025, exports to China are down now 97%. The total export value is down 80 to 81%. That's a very challenging situation that they find themselves in. Now, as folks are looking for relief at the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City last week, U.S. Representative Mark Alford spoke about the first Trump administration's use of the Commodity Credit Corporation to create those market facilitation payments. But right now, he says the Commodity Credit Corporation is drained until Congress replenishes its funds as part of the annual appropriations. He said, "We don't have money in the Commodity Credit Corporation that we did back then, so there's going to have to be some money put somewhere for a relief program." He thinks Secretary Rollins has signaled that that is going to happen in some form or fashion. It's just how the money gets there and how it's accessed as easily as possible to keep producers healthy. Now, the Trump administration has indicated some of that money from tariffs that have been collected could be directed back to farmers. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now and take a look at how this year's acreage enrollment for USDA's suite of Conservation Reserve Program offerings came out from a numbers perspective. USDA's Rod Bain has the details.
USDA's Conservation Reserve Program reaches its 40th anniversary this year.
Signed into law in 1985, CRP is one of the largest voluntary land conservation programs in the U.S. Originally, it was intended to primarily control soil erosion and provide stability to commodity prices by taking marginal lands out of production. And the program has evolved over years, providing many conservation and economic benefits to the community.
and the recent conclusion and announcement of enrolled acreage through various sign-ups signifies the continued popularity of this program among landowners. That according to Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam.
The Farm Service Agency recently announced acceptance of 1.78 million acres into the Conservation Reserve Program for the 2025 enrollments.
That 1.78 million acres enrolled
includes general sign-up, continuous sign-up, and grasslands in the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, or CREP.
The latest sign-ups resulted in 25.8 million acres currently enrolled in CRP.
We received offers on more than an additional 2.6 million acres. The program's total acreage is capped at 27 million acres for the year of 2025, of which 1.8 million acres was available for enrollment.
The administrator says after offsetting for expiring CRP acres, administrative reserves, plus what he calls a highly competitive process for submitted offers,
about 955,000 acres are expiring in September of this year. Producers submitted their re-enrollment offers on just over 624,000 acres and offered enrollment of new lands of just under 2 million acres.
Regarding the top states for CRP acreage acceptance for 2025,
Kansas, South Dakota, and Colorado are the top three slots.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.